DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, and Dylon hanging out with you here on this Monday morning. And boy, if there was ever a day for a wake-up call, I feel like we've been gone for a week. It's only 3 days. Kind of needed a wake-up call. Hopefully everybody's doing a better job than I did this morning of getting the crust out of the eyes, because I needed some caffeine immediately and some sunshine, which is exactly what I got, which is why I feel good right now. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. 404-726-0929. Want to talk about your dream job and whether or not you inadvertently ever, what's the word you used, Allie? Trash talked somebody?
Accidentally insulted someone. Like, called them homely when you thought it was a compliment.
I was talking to a third party, and they were asking me about my wife when we started dating. I was like, man, she's just real homely. That was just not that. I didn't realize that was not a good word. Like, I was just like, yeah, man, she's just comfortable, you know? We're just comfortable around one. Homely was not the one. So if you've ever done that, I want to hear from you as well.
I can't believe you didn't know what the word homely meant.
I don't, like, how much, it's not like something you would learn in, like, English class, you know what I mean?
I mean, I knew what it meant.
Yeah.
Just more worldly.
You probably hung out with a lot of homely females back then too. You know what I mean? So let's just call it, you know, a spade a spade.
Is that
a I don't know whether or not you should be bragging about the fact you knew what homely was.
Well, if I did hang out with a bunch of homely women, I never called them to that their face if I was trying to get anywhere with them. I mean, I just
didn't know what it meant.
I just said it afterwards once it was over. Like, yeah, she was homely anyways.
And for the record, I never called her that to her face. It was to a third party, and then I told her about it, and she was like, I'm sorry, what did you
just do
say?
Realize telling her after the fact is essentially telling her to her face that in your eyes, she's homely.
Yeah,
you do realize that, right?
What have you been jamming to over there on your laptop? You've been
all
just,
morning.
I mean, this guy's got, like, you know, two fingers up in there,
well,
pinky in his index, just going at it.
I can't get away from all the videos from the Ozzy Osbourne farewell tour. Or concert.
The Black Sabbath, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was not even Black Sabbath because, I mean, Sabbath hasn't, it's Ozzy essentially. Now, some of the guys from Sabbath were there, but Ozzy's done. He obviously got diagnosed with, what was it, Parkinson's
6 or 7 years ago.
And in, I think it was Birmingham, England, where they're from, if I'm not mistaken, they played one final concert. And dude, like, everybody was there. I mean, Pantera, Metallica, Tool played. Jack Black played with, like, Tom Morello's kid and some other people's kids. This was like the who's who. Jason Momoa was in the crowd in the mosh pit when Pantera was playing. Zach Wilde, who is now who was Ozzy's guitarist for literally the 90s and since the 90s, and he's also Black Label Society. He plays in Pantera as well. One of the best guitarists ever. He was there, obviously, playing with them. Dude, it was just off the charts good. Like, everybody was there. If you're a rock fan, it was probably one of the greatest rock concerts you ever could have went to.
We got
to
get the phone lines, 404-726-0929. But I want to ask you guys, when you hear the name Jason Momoa, do you think Khal Drogo or do you think Aquaman? Or is there a third option in there? Well, I know he's in Minecraft right now too.
I kind of think of that that commercial where he takes his muscles off.
The Old Spice, is it Old Spice?
I think, I don't know.
I think it is. I definitely think Aquaman though, but obviously I'm younger, so I obviously
But I feel like it's one or the other. People are like, "Oh, Aquaman."
I think of him in the singing commercial now because it's been on so much during Braves games.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Dylan, did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
So you never even went back and
Nope.
Okay. Well,
I've thought about it, but I just haven't done it yet. There might be a day where I do that. Yeah.
What happens when you tell people you're going to watch Game of Thrones is they're like, "Oh, watch out for this part," and you start getting all the spoilers. Wow. They're going to tell you everything. So that's
part of the
reason.
Did Bo do that to you?
No.
Okay, it's okay if he did. I didn't see the look on your face. He definitely did.
Blink twice if you did, Amy. Blink twice if you did.
No. I mean, it was like it's probably one of those things where he goes. she goes. I watched a few episodes.
What? Why did you think she's my wife?
I don't know why I said
that. You know what that's like?
I was talking to Bo, and
did you ever in school, like, accidentally call your teacher mom? That's what you just did.
I really did.
We have clearly had 3 days off.
Yes, and we're back at it.
I meant to say blink twice if he's done that, Allie, by the way.
Oh, Dylan, don't ever change, brother. Well, don't ever change.
Let's give a birthday shout out to our buddy Jake Major, who listens every day. Appreciate him always for tuning in, man. He's always at it. And you can weigh in on Twitter as well at 929 Morning Shift if you guys want to weigh in on any of the topics we've been talking about today. I'm going to be honest and real here. I think most of us are trying to just steer away from the Braves because it's so bad right now.
I know.
It's like, you know what, man? It is what it is.
We don't need to just
talk about dream jobs or the Saints starting court. Anything for the love.
The peach tree.
Hey Dylan, I know you're working the phone right now. Let's go ahead and go out the phone line. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, hope you had a great holiday weekend, my friend.
Man, I had a great holiday weekend. My son enjoyed himself. I hope you guys enjoyed your holiday weekend as well. My dream job would be being a tour drummer. I am a drummer. I'm a musician as well. So I recently, before I tore my Achilles in October, I invested in some things that would help content-wise, because it seems like today we're in a time of that's all about content. Mm-hmm. So my biggest thing was just, you know, getting that stuff, and then now that since I went back to work and stuff, I start playing again. So now it's just building up the content on my drumming page and, you know, hopefully just make the right contact and, you know, rub shoulders with the right person and stuff like that. But also, I think I indirectly insulted somebody this weekend, one of my players' dads, but he asked for it. he asked for it. I mean, he came to me about his son having playing time, and I told him from Jump Street, your son will be in the running back rotation, this and this and that. He comes to me about his son getting carries, and everybody else, this and that. And I basically somewhat told him, hey, sometimes you just got it and you don't. Some of these kids got it and they don't. I said, sometimes the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Oh,
and I said, so as long as he keeps working, then we'll go from there. Yeah. And that's that. I hope y'all have a great day. Yeah. Hey, man, I love y'all. I'm going to keep listening. And Mike, you keep doing what you're doing, brother. All of y'all. Mack Truck, Squid, y'all do y'all thing, man. Love y'all.
I appreciate you, Dan. Thank you so much. Checks in the mail. You don't ever want to hit the parent with the apple. It doesn't fall far.
Seriously.
It is funny, though, man. If you've ever coached anything, and I know that there's people out there listening that do coach, like, you just want to be like, dude, if you would just step into my office and watch any kind of game film, because everybody has game film now. There's, like, drones over Little League baseball fields these days. It's like, just give me 5 minutes to show you what exactly I'm looking at from a coach's perspective. And the parent, you know, the parent, it just it goes one way or it goes another. So it's unfortunate. To say the least. But yeah, man, hopefully that I would say as far as the drumming thing goes, like, you are more able now than ever to actually create as an entertainer, to create content and be able to make connections.
Absolutely.
Like, you can do that. Is it Kane Brown that really came from YouTube?
Kane Brown came from YouTube. Radio wasn't really giving him a chance.
Yes.
So he did that. So did Justin Bieber.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. Back on that route.
Shawn Mendes. Like, there are a lot of artists now that are getting famous on YouTube and now getting a huge following and then getting on the radio. So then they don't like to talk to radio people.
On the outs, if you will. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone line, Dylan. Let's over and talk to our buddy Ja over in Cobb County. Ja, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope you guys had a good fourth also.
Yes, amen.
My dream job would probably be a movie producer.
Ooh.
I like Michael Bay. I like a lot of his movies, so being a movie producer would probably be my dream job. And as far as offending someone, I probably have, but I'm usually not, you know, quick to pick up on signs, so maybe I didn't realize it, but I'm not sure about that one.
I appreciate the phone call, John. I'm right on board with him. Like, right on board. Like, I'm so late to the punch a lot of times when it comes to wit that I'm just like, I just glaze over. Some people will say stuff to me, and I'll be like, I'll catch on to it 3 minutes later, and I'll just start laughing. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
I didn't think you were slow to the wit.
I don't know, man. Like, sometimes just other people that are, like, really witty, they'll drop a joke, and I'm just like, what? And then 3 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I get it.
You know when this happens to me all the time is my husband drops jokes all the time.
Yes.
And then
he'd be a prime example for me.
He sneaks them in, and it's like 10 seconds later, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
See, but
he just called me homely.
Right.
You got to be careful. But with Grant, you got to be careful. Because he has got that very, like, some people, with their delivery, is everything, right? And Grant's delivery is deceitful.
Yes.
Because you think, you would probably understand it if the delivery was a little bit more like a parent, but he is like this stone cold stare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the voice, the inflection never changes. And he does all the time, you know. Like, when a Grant says you know, I either think he's about to be a smartass or he's got a really good stat for me. It's only one or the other. It's like, this is just like a two-way street.
He is definitely one of those guys that does not smile through his joke. When I'm telling a joke, I'm like already laughing before I get the punchline out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. I know. I'm trying to hold
his
it back.
His is very like stone face of just like, he delivers it and he's like, yep, I hope you got that.
Well,
that
was
a joke. Sniper with it.
I let you know with a smile.
Like, exactly. Most people do.
As soon as I finish, I either got a smile or I'm laughing because I want you to understand that we're just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Grant. He's just like, he'll just keep looking at you and you're like, wait, are you for real right now? Because it sounds like you just came at me a little bit. Yeah. Like, is that what just happened?
It's just funny, man. But those are phenomenal wake-up calls. We did have, Marcus Powell that weighed in on Twitter that was talking about how he was
talking about how he never dreamed of being Kirby Smart's mailman, but here he is. Dream job.
Marcus, you're living the dream, man.
Yes.
He's a Bama fan. It says he's a Bama fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Bama 25. He also says his dream job would be an NBA ref. I don't know about that. I don't like, why would you want to be a referee for your dream? Like, those people just get dogged out constantly.
Seriously.
Especially in the NBA.
If I was going to be an official in any league, it would be a Major League Baseball umpire.
Really?
Yeah, because I would just throw people out.
I'd be like a golf official.
I would just throw people out.
Because you only need like once a tournament.
Yeah, but then you, no. It'd be outdoors. It'd be way more fun to be a Major League Baseball umpire because you could just like be the theatrics of Major League Baseball umpires.
Come up with your own ring up.
Yeah. Like, what? That was strike three. My bad, you're out. You just make up stuff.
My ears are busted.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we avoided it, but we got to talk about it. Braves Orioles series was, again, just disappointing. Is this the nail in the coffin for the Braves, or is there some hope? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
It is.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 8:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I've got Mike to my left, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. If you're an Office fan, I have some great news.
Oh, wow.
Michael Scott's condo is for sale.
Really? The one with the tiny TV on the wall?
Yes, the one from the dinner party. It's actually located about an hour outside of downtown Los Angeles in Reseda. But the listing, this is what's so great. If you're an Office fan, it's like, if you know, you know. The listing boasts that he had that you'll get famous neighbors like Johnny Depp and filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Because those are people that Michael Scott believed were his neighbors. And you saw him walking around his neighborhood.
While we're on the discussion of televisions, I have some news.
Oh, no.
Hold on a second.
Everybody buckle in.
Before you give the news, let's make sure everybody's looped in.
Yes.
On the fact that, if y'all don't know, correct me wherever I'm wrong here, but Dylan only has one TV for essentially his household, and he carries it from living room to bedroom.
And sometimes to streaming setup.
Yes. So he carries it to three different locations to use it.
Correct.
It's alarming. But yes, I'm hoping this is going to make me feel good.
With that being said,
oh wow,
we are getting a new TV.
Whoa!
Wait, you don't have it?
We do not have it, but we are getting a new TV.
The decision has been made.
Hold on. A new one or another one?
A new one.
So the other one's not broke, right? You're not replacing.
There's the plot twist. We are getting a new one because our other TV has hit the crapper.
Did you break it?
No.
Or did it just like fizzle out?
And I honestly think I might be able to fix it. I think because this happened to one of my mom's older TVs a while back ago. And it just turned out she just took my grandpa when he visited from Michigan, he just took a air pressure hose to it, and he just kind of brushed the back out, blew the dust out of it. Yeah, and it started working again. I'm wondering if we could do the same thing. The back doesn't really seem that dusty, though.
So you're going to treat your TV like an old school Nintendo cartridge?
Yeah, honestly.
I'm
going to see if that works, but what is happening is when I plug it in, and I've tried all the different outlets, so I know the outlets aren't the problem. when I plug it in and I try to turn it on, sometimes it'll flicker, but then it'll shut right back off, and then it won't turn on at all. So
what's crazy about this entire situation is I don't know about y'all, if y'all ever paid attention to this, but when I was growing up, TVs were expensive,
yes.
Dude. Like the rear projection big TVs you'd have in your living room were $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're just not that expensive anymore. And this man's over here
with this 40-inch in his living room trying to blow dust out of the back of it to see if he can give that thing a second life.
Have you thought about it being the power cord? So have you found...
I have not. It's a good
call. So is there anything else in your house that has a similar power cord source that you could maybe try?
I'll look, but the other option could be just getting a new power cord and trying that.
See if you don't have to spend it, because the power cord is going to cost you, I think, like probably $30. So you don't want to spend $30 on a wasted power cord.
That's true.
Are you guys sure that this is, because you just mentioned it's a 40-inch TV. Are you sure it's like a real 40-inch flat screen TV? And it's not like a 1980s Zenith TV?
It might have one of the wood casings on it.
It's a smart TV, so it is a newer TV. Okay.
I would say yes, but remember, Dylan is carrying this from room to room, and I would think either his arms would be bigger at this point carrying that TV around like three times a day.
It's not a heavy TV; it's one of the slim ones.
I know. If it was the one that Allie was saying, those old school like 1985 Zeniths are not light.
Yeah.
So, how long has the TV been broken?
You guys are gonna be a little shocked when this happens, but it's been probably over a week now.
No, I'd have had one already. I would have said...
Seriously, bro, same day.
Simone's been gone a lot, and then I've just been watching stuff kind of on my laptop.
If the TV broke in my house, well, if I only had one and it broke, I would have went out immediately, bought a new one, and then tried to fix the other one and said, now we've got two.
I'm almost happy for you. Like, I'm almost like, good for you, man. You're not tethered to that thing. But it's just like in this line of work, it just seems impossible.
That's right. Yeah,
it's not impossible. I pull the Braves up on my laptop, and if I need a second screen, I just use my phone.
You're just going, who was that? Michael Harris? I can't tell.
Nah, I got a MacBook. It's big enough.
You can tell Michael Harris apart from others. He's the guy swinging at the ball. It rolled up to the plate. Is that rough? Was that mean? Is that a cheap shot?
It was accurate. So when you do get your TV, you can start to watch the Braves lose. We got swept by the Orioles. Was this series, guys, was this the final blow to the Braves season? Are you kind of just, we're not going to be able to recover from this?
It was for me. And I know that Bo talked about it earlier, how he's never going to be one of those guys that says, you know, it's over with, whatever. For me, though, I was like, this ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. Because there needs to be a massive shakeup. And, you know, the question continues to be asked about the future of Brian Snicker. I don't think there is much of a future for Brian Snicker. I think that this organization will allow him to manage as long as he wants to this season, mm-hmm. and I think there's a change coming. I think we can all probably agree on that in this room. He deserves that right after 50 years with the organization. If I was Brian Snicker, I would probably, after the All-Star break is over, be like, all right, guys, I'll holler at y'all because I've done everything I can possibly do. And that's not a knock on Brian Snicker. Brian Snicker's a great manager. He is. Say whatever you want to. He's a great manager. But there has been coach after manager after coach in the professional sports world who has been fired or who resigned because their message started to fall flat. I always go back to Joe Torre. You guys don't remember Joe Torre got fired in, I think, the 95 season with the Cardinals and then goes to New York and wins like four of the next five World Series. And it wasn't that he was a bad manager. It's just that it was a bad situation. And like I said, I think the organization will allow him to manage as long as he wants to for the end of the year. But if I'm Brian Snicker, I'm looking at the situation around these players and going, dude, I don't know what else to do for you guys. Maybe a different voice is something this team needs.
Yeah, he's not leaving. I mean, they need a Brian Snicker type personality with the way this pitching rotation is going to look, the way the bullpen looks. I think if you want to be realistic, the reality was the Chris Sale was the moment that you knew it was on life support, and the death rattle was Schwellenbach going down, because you can't go with Strider and Grant Holmes, and Bryce Elder is now reverted for all what he was early, which was I thought was really good. He is now just bad again. And then you got Didier Fuentes, who is young and good, but
God bless him.
Young.
Man.
And what you get from him is he's just growing up. And then, you know, it's That's it. And it's just, there's just not the bullpen start. They can't do the bullpen start, which is what they said. So now it looks like Hurst and Waldrop's going to come up. Now, this is where the optimist in me awakens, is think about it. If Hurst and Waldrop and Didier Fuentes are your guys this year, and maybe they grow up for the last half of the season, and they prove to be what you think they are, you could go into the season with Sell, Strider, Schwellenbach, Fuentes, Waltrip. A.J. Smith-Shawver will be gone for probably the whole year. So, you know, that's not really a thought. And then once Sell, if Sell retires after next year or leaves, then you could move him in. But what I'm trying to say is that you could have some guys, some young pitchers grow up and be ready to go next year, and your pitching staff could be, your rotation could be in a good place and relatively cheap, so you could use that money to plug a hole at shortstop, to plug some bullpen holes. Mm-hmm. Is the ultimate optimist in me, though.
Where are we at on Ronaldo Lopez's contract? I know that he reworked it last year.
They extended him, yeah. But I'm not sure Ronaldo Lopez is a starter anymore. I think that experiment kind of showed what it was, is you got it. I think you got everything out of that arm as a starter that you're going to get. I think he might be back in the bullpen in some role.
Man, I got to tell you guys, too, before the end of this baseball talk in this segment. I am so frustrated with what baseball has become with these pitchers. It's so frustrating. And before you think, oh, this is a football guy talking, like, I grew up on baseball. I have been my entire life a bigger baseball fan than I ever was a football fan or a football player. Always have been. And I grew up on watching teams with these, you know, obviously here in Atlanta is known more than most, these great starting rotations and this great depth for pitching and these Hall of Famers, guys getting 300 wins and this, all these plateaus. Like, what starting pitching has become? And, you know, Spencer Schwellenbach, just the latest to kind of go down this route, as A.J. Smith-Shawver. If you don't have 13 good ones, you know that, like, four of them are going to have elbow surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so frustrating. I don't know that there can be anything that can be done about it, but I hate the path that baseball is on right now with these starting pitchers. It makes me sick. It's almost like a Tommy John has become a rite of passage. It's almost like a cool thing for, like, high school kids and college kids, like, to have that the scar on their elbow. It's like, yeah, I'd have Tommy John. It just sucks. It sucks the life out of me every time I see another pitcher go down with an elbow injury. And it happens every year to every single team. I want to say I saw a stat, 40% of big league pitchers have had Tommy John surgery or elbow surgery of some sort. It's insane.
I think it's a combination of the fact that these kids, it's not that they do it, but they have to play travel ball now. Like, you have to. It's You play year-long baseball, basically, year-round, whatever you want to call it, because of the way the sport's gone, and you top that with everyone is just throwing as hard as they can. The pitching aspect has somewhat – that's why if Bryce Elder could ever really pinpoint his location, he would be an anomaly, and he would be hard to hit the way he pitches when everyone else is throwing. But those two things – they're just wrecking arms, and they're going to. And you say it's a rite of passage to have one Tommy John. I think if you throw 96, the rite of passage is having multiple and being able to come back.
Yeah, it stinks, man.
Well, and the saga continues. Braves are heading out west to face the Athletics tomorrow night, 10:05, with Didier Fuentes on the mound. And coming up, Pete Alonso was given an honor, and he quickly said thanks, but no thanks. We'll talk about that, and we've got a life of squid.
I have a new thing at home. One that I haven't fought in years.
Wow. Okay.
Well, all I can say is, it better know that I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
Oh, wow.
You hear? On the morning shift. Sports Radio 9.
And the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Sports.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. So the All-Star Game, it is coming up very quick. Two-time champ Pete Alonso from the Home Run Derby says thanks, but no thanks to it. This was his fifth time he had been picked for it. Kyle Schwarber also said yesterday, nah, I'm good. Aaron Judge, nah. Shohei Ohtani, I'm good.
Like, are we suddenly back in this realm where it's the slam dunk contest in the NBA where nobody wants to do it and other superstars want to do it? Because that's frustrating.
I don't want Pete Alonso to be in it every single year. It kind of... It's run its course. I respect Pete Alonso's decision. I'm not a huge Pete Alonso guy. He irritates me. He's kind of a jerk sometimes, especially if you're a Braves fan. He's a Met.
Is he homely?
Well, hopefully his wife doesn't think that. I'm good. I am glad. Oh, this is all more reason why Ronald Acuña Jr. I think should be the favorite going in. But we know how those things go. I think with the Home Run Derby, unlike the slam dunk contest, you kind of want to mix. And slam dunk contest a little bit. It'd be different if slam dunk contest had any stars in it. It doesn't. But at least you know there'll be a few. Like Ronald Acuña Jr. was quick to say he wanted to do it, and he did it. I'm sure the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He'll be in it, right?
Yep.
I'm assuming.
He's in it.
So that's literally the I think he leads the league right now in home runs, or he's close to it. I'm not sure if it would be fun to watch Shohei in it or not. I know it would be fun to watch Aaron Judge. Yeah. So I'm okay with those guys not being in it, because I think we're still going to have stars in the league or up and coming stars.
Yeah, I keep going back in my brain to what year was it? 99 at Turner Field. When Sammy Sosa was hitting balls over the batter's eye and, you know, probably a corked bat at the time. I was a big Sammy Sosa fan back at the time. But, I mean, that's just, like, that's what I think of when I think of Home Run Derby and think of how special that was in Atlanta and think about, you know, the launching pad and everything else.
So I do. Yeah, I want stars in it. I want the big boppers. Now, look, I'm excited about James Wood and Cal Raleigh. I'm sure that'll be a fun show. But, you know, Juan Soto is not an all-star. You know, there's these other guys that used to really look forward to that. I mean, I can remember, God, I'm drawing a blank, but who was the Robinson Cano? I used to like watch Robinson Cano in this event. So there's a number of guys that I wish were there, and I hope that most people start to participate that are obviously the big swingers. And we got three of them, but okay.
Yeah, only three with the Home Run Derby being next week. Are we a little concerned about that, or is this pretty typical?
No, I think guys will fill in. Guys okay. are there. Guys that, you know, they'll ask some guys that are average, you know, hitters, and then they'll fill in. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, also, I think those how many times you watch it and you see guys and you're like, I mean, I know his name, but I don't know much about him. Oh man, he can really hit it. I mean, that
yeah, you're like, wow, man. That ball went 490. Like, yeah. Who is this guy?
You know which one really disappointed me? I think it was 2 years ago when it was Julio Rodriguez, and he was just bombing him, like, left and right, just yeah. knocking him out of the park. But then he got up against Juan Soto, and Juan Soto played the because they were in brackets, the way they competed.
Yep.
So Juan Soto wasn't hitting as many, but he was hitting just enough
yes.
to beat out his competitor
yes.
to get to the end. And he ended up winning it. It made me so mad because Julio hit so many more home runs than him.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I think of Juan Soto when I watch him play baseball. Like, he literally, there's some guys you feel like are doing everything they can every time they're there. That's actually how I feel about Acuna. It took to a detriment at times for himself, where he does everything. It's so hard. That's where you hear like the pressing, like he's trying to do too much. I feel like Juan Soto just does things when he wants to. Like, I feel like he's as gifted as anybody out there. But he's one of those guys that kind of, he does it when he wants to. And that's kind of how he treated the Home Run Derby. I mean, not every time you're going to do it when you want to, right? But he seems to pick and choose very big moments to do it when he wants to.
I will say, too, that I think I'm definitely more upset that Schwarber's not involved in it than I am Pete Alonso. Schwarber, to me, is like, that to me is the kind of guy that should be in a home run derby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you look at him, and he's probably what, a career 260 hitter, 250, and he's got, like, you know, he's going to hit 40 home runs, and that's just kind of what he does. And I hate the fact that like a big home run hitter like that's not going to be involved in it.
You might be giving Kyle Schwarber
a few, 20 extra points on his batting average. Is he more Adam Dunn?
I'm going to check real quick before we hit the life of Squibb, because I do not believe that Kyle Schwarber is a
He is someone I like to see hit though.
Yeah, yeah. You
am I?
You gave old boy some love. He's a 231 career hitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't that far off. It's not like he's hitting. You know,
gave him
what was the guy's
points.
Name who you know would hit 50 home runs for the Rangers but would always hit 200 like you know 6-7
Gallo?
Years ago. Yeah, Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
Like I'm not Joey Gallo level of off. You know, I didn't.
Did you hear Joey Gallo? I said Joey Callow. My cousin Vinny reference wasted on my crew. Hopefully you got it in your car.
It's insane that you like file away these like even my
that.
Favorite movies. If they're outside of like my top three favorite movies, I don't just remember quotes.
If you
from them.
Go in, when we get off, I want you to stop at the first office on your way out, which we might contact, and be like, ask him about the reference. I guarantee you he gets it.
Yeah.
Guarantee you Mike Conti got my cousin Vinny reference.
Is Grant hey, like that?
Yes. He knows every quote from every movie. But hey, I got Sarah Plain and Tall today. That's a good one.
I was proud of you for that.
I still don't know what y'all are talking about with that one. What was that one?
It was like
John Voight was in it.
It was a movie, but I think it was based on a book or something.
We had to read it in school.
Yeah, Sarah Plain and Tall. And
Georgia kids here.
Yeah,
know.
Sorry yeah. about that, guys.
That's why
know.
We know Sarah know. Plain and Tall.
So that's what you essentially called your lovely wife, Lindsay. You called her homely. That's what Sarah Plain and Tall was. anyways. Baron Burton's W Sauce. I put it on my – you see that food I sent the group last night?
Yeah.
The mini group?
Yep.
I did some – there were actually – The pork shoulder.
I didn't want to ask what
style.
They were.
It was pork
but
shoulder.
I couldn't tell.
So it was. I wanted country style ribs. I didn't have them yesterday.
Okay,
when I went
that makes
to
more
get,
sense.
Benadryl, which I'm going to explain why here in just a second. I didn't have the pork the country style ribs. So they had the pork shoulder though.
Yeah.
Steak kind of cut in a country style rib format. So I just bought those and then a couple of sirloins. You knew what the sirloins were, hopefully.
Yeah, I knew. But I was like, are those country style ribs? But I couldn't tell, so
they were.
Comment.
I got funny.
It was either that or I thought they were boneless chicken thighs. Yeah.
That'd have been some funny looking boneless
chicken thighs.
I know,
but I didn't know what it was.
Anyways, like chicken tenders maybe? Like some big old tenders. All right, anyways, I'm doing yard work yesterday, and in my backyard, it is just trees and pine straw. And George's, they call it polk salad. It's like this, these long-stemmed leafy things that grow out of the ground in the woods. And I wanted to go cut them down. Well, if you let them grow too long, they'll get a little thick with the stalk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took my machete out there. Machete. And I'm just whacking them down, right? And I get about seven in, and I walk by. There was two right on this pine tree. And I walk past, and as they fall, I walk past, and I feel, what was that? Something bit me. Like, you got that reference, a little Forrest Gump. But then I heard zoom, and then zoom. And now I realize that Squidbilly is under attack.
Uh-oh.
I have apparently stepped in and on and disturbed an underground yellow jacket nest. And thus the worst of all the nests is an underground nest. And so now I turn into a little bit of a...
Did you start high-stepping out of there?
I threw my machete and was like, bleep and bleep, 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 and start waving my hands and running. And I run into my garage, and I think I've reached safety.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I'm still getting attacked.
Oh, dude.
I now throw my hat, which I can't find at this moment.
Doesn't matter. It's gone. Chalk it up to the game.
I think that I'm fine. I go into the bathroom right there in my basement. I enter my garage, my basement, and I look out the window, and I'm looking at yellow jackets everywhere.
Goodness.
And then I get attacked again. So I knock one down, run back out in the garage.
This one's on you. This attack's on you. At that point, I'm inside. I'm done.
Then I run back to the garage. I was in the basement. I was inside. I go back to my garage for some reason, and I'm like, this isn't safe. I go inside. And my pork chop is sleeping. I go up the stairs. I'm still getting bit, stung, whatever. And I'm like, you bleeping, bleep, blanker, bleep, bleep. I'm just screaming, throwing stuff. I throw my shirt off. Like slapping, I kill another one, and I'm still getting attacked. I'm slinging my shirt around. Amy, like, stands from afar. It's like, what are you doing? I'm like, damn yellow jackets. I'm getting stung. She's like, what? And I'm not allergic where my throat does it, but I'm one of those people that it, you know, some people get stung, and it just, like, a tiny little whelp, and it goes away after a day.
I hope you're not going to say that it just hurts you worse than other people to get stung by
a
yellow jacket.
No, I get the red, I get the red circles, like, a huge area around me will
like
turn
a welt.
Red.
Yeah.
And itches for days, which is, means you're having a little bit more. So I literally woke up itching last night. I have stirred up an underground yellow jacket's nest, and I kid you not, I was on the deck grilling a good distance away, and I could see them just... like flying out of there.
They had their eyes on you.
I mean, they're coming. You just watch them like take off in different areas. Like they're on. It's like you dropped a bomb in their city, and now they got military jets flying around on 24/7 right now.
I'm just picturing Bo working the grill with a beekeeper outfit on.
Yeah. You know,
like one of those mesh visors going on right there, where he's like, "All right, I'm gonna go cook the ribs." And just steps out to him, and he's having a hard day. You okay though, man? Like that's, you know,
I'm itching all over. I got about 8 to 9 stings.
Okay.
And woke up middle of the night last night for 20 minutes. I couldn't go back to sleep because I was itching so bad. One spot where there's like multiple. I got hit multiple areas.
Yeah.
In one like my calf to like ankle region, and so now I'm strategically planning how I'm going to destroy them without obviously getting stung again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I do have a solution for you, possible solution for you on bug bites, and it should work for hopefully yellow jacket bites too. Have you heard of Afterbite?
No, I just take Benadryl, but it puts me to sleep. What's Afterbite?
That works too. Afterbite is something you put on a bug bite or I think a yellow jacket sting probably will work too to help with the itching. So it basically kind of takes the, you know, venom, because, you know, when you're getting bit by a bug, technically it's venom, and that's what causes swelling and stuff. But it takes the venom, pulls the venom out of it, and it stops the itching. So try out Afterbite. You can find it at any of the local stores.
Spoken like a true vet.
Should help
tech.
With the itching.
There you go. That's a good, that's a very good recommendation.
Spoken like a true vet tech.
So now I'm strategically planning my assault, and it is coming. But they're not going to know when it hit. And what I do might not be necessarily legal, but I'm going to do it anyways. Unless someone else has a better solution, they're going to burn.
Good luck to you, Bo. Keep us posted. We got to roll. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. I know it's a Monday after a three-day weekend, but you got this. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
stay cool, Atlanta.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.